It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. So the topic of this conversation is called complacency and progress. I have my notes on my screen and literally all over my desk, and I'm just trying to gather my thoughts together. So this isn't refined. I am currently refining it on stage, right? Currently on stage as I talk to you all. But I was currently having a conversation, and someone was asking me, you know, how I was feeling about the year so far. You know, how am I feeling about the year so far? And I didn't quite know how to answer this question because things are good, but they're just good. Things are okay, but they're just okay. You know, I can't say that I am amazing. I can't say that, you know, everything is as I planned it. I can't say none of those things because I'd be lying. That's not how I was feeling. And if you're just joining me, just joining this conversation, for those of you that don't know who I am, you probably see me around the internet. My name is Abu Fofana, and I teach people about digital marketing. That's why you see me everywhere on the internet, because that's also what I'm really, really good at doing. And over the last few years, I've been able to help a lot of people. I've been able to scale. I've been able to, you know, make a lot of capital, change my life situation, stuff like that. Okay, we got that out the way. Some of the things I learned along the way, I'm very transparent about opening up and sharing my journey about depression, about overcoming challenges, overcoming obstacles, about not being featured anywhere, right? But still being able to have an impact and serving 10,000 students around the world, despite not having a feature, right? I feel like J. Cole, right? You know, going platinum without a feature. And that's sort of the space that I occupy. I look to my left, I look to my right, and I know other people are getting accolades. I know other people are, you know, getting the rewards, but, you know, other people aren't like me because they're not making the impact that I'm making. And I understand that my work is impact. Some of the work I do will never be written about, will never be covered by anybody, will never be. And I realized that early on. I said, you know what? This is how I am because I like to be to myself, right? I like to be hidden. You know, I don't want to be visible. People that are the loudest sometimes have no impact, right? People that are the loudest don't have the impact that you think they do or aren't impacting people the way you think they are. People that are going viral aren't having impact, right? They may not be having an impact you think they are. And so some people, what they'll do is that they will look at visibility and think that visibility means impact. It does not. Visibility does not mean impact. And I want to make sure you understand that, right? Visibility does not mean impact. Impact means impact. And so, anyways, I went on a tangent there a little bit. But what I wanted to get back to is, you know, someone recently asked me, you know, how I was feeling. And I said, you know, I'm doing okay, right? I'm doing okay. I can't say that I'm doing amazing, but I'm doing okay. And as I looked at my year this year, one thing that stood out to me is like this feeling of complacency, right? This feeling of like, I don't feel like I'm actually doing anything. Have y'all felt like that? You felt like you're doing a lot, but you're not accomplishing anything. Have any of you ever felt like that before, right? Where you felt like you were doing a lot, but you're actually not accomplishing anything. And so that's the feeling I've been having. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I'm really not accomplishing anything. So there's this feeling of complacency. And as I look for the next 6 months, the next few months of the year, I'm asking myself a lot of different questions. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm having impact. I actually feel like I'm very complacent. But if you ask someone else, am I complacent? They would tell you no. They're like, no, Abu's a hard worker. He, you know, is moving the needle forward. But this is just me looking at the mirror, you know, because our hardest critic are always going to be, is always going to be ourselves, right? And so I'm evaluating myself not on, you know, other people, but the best that I think I can be, right? So that's how I go into mindset with. That's who I'm battling against. And so when I'm thinking about feeling complacency, I feel like I'm making progress, but feeling complacent. And what I realized is that when I take a step back, there's complacency in progress. And let me explain what I mean by that, right? There's complacency in progress where we do something so much, it's so redundant that we get complacent doing that thing and we actually don't push ourselves any further. We get comfortable with the habits that we establish, but we actually don't stretch ourselves any further. Why not take that opportunity, right? Because it looks different, because it doesn't align with your skill set, right? But that opportunity came to you for a reason. You know, why not change your habits if it's going to allow you to challenge yourself? And one of the things I realized is I felt complacent, and I've been feeling complacent, is because I'm not solving challenges. I'm finding the challenge that I've solved already. And I think a lot of us, we solve something and we feel a level of accomplishment, but then we stay there for years, right? We stay there for years. We stay complacent in the solution that we already have, right, to that problem. We stay complacent. And so this is the feeling that I was having. I felt like I solved something, but I wasn't pushing myself any further. Right. I solved something, but I wasn't looking for the next challenge because, hey, I already solved the challenge. So let me just sit here and rest. Let me just sit here and, you know, continue solving this same problem. And so there was complacency in that, right? Having the goals that you've reached and then not having anything that's going to stretch you at the same time. And so some of the things that I am thinking through, And the best way to sort of describe what I am going through, I feel like as I look ahead, I'm seeing the reason why I may not be stretching myself and the challenges that I may not be taking is because they're elephants, right? They're elephants, and meaning that not literal elephants, but meaning that these are really big challenges, right? These are really big problems, right, that I can also solve, but I'm choosing not to. And so what's happening is I'm surrounded by a room full of elephants, right? I'm surrounded by a room full of elephants, and I feel like I'm just standing in the middle, and I don't want to move, right? I don't want to move because if I move, I will bump into one of these elephants, right? These challenges that I can do, that I know I'm capable of doing, but I've been not stretching myself to do that. And so this feeling of complacent and making progress, but feeling complacent a lot of times is rooted in us sticking to the devil we know, because we could solve that devil, right? And shying away from challenges that may look big, but we know we could accomplish it with time. But what we're deciding to do is not even pursue new challenges. What we're deciding to do is not even stretch ourselves. What we're deciding to do is stay where we feel most comfortable. And so you could be making progress, but you could also be feeling complacent at the same time. And most people don't even know this is what's happening to them, right? They've accomplished something and they sit there and they don't move, right? They sit there and they don't move. And so they feel like, you know, when you ask them how's the year going or what's going on, you know, they don't really have a good answer for you because they've already solved that problem and they're really not stretching themselves. And so I remember I was, you know, reading something on Twitter the other day, and this guy, Alex Hormozi, he had tweeted out, businesses die when founders run out of vision. And this is something that I felt like coincided with complacency, right? When we achieve the vision that we set forth, we then stop dreaming. We then stop having a bigger vision. And we pat ourselves on the back and say, you know what? This is the vision. We've already reached it. And the thing that I was struggling with, it's not that my business is dying or my personal life, I felt like I was dying, but I did feel like I ran out of vision. I feel like vision and complacency and running out of the vision and feeling complacent were correlated, right? I felt like I achieved the vision that I set forth a few years ago, and that's why I started feeling complacent. And if I continue on this track, I'll start killing the things around me, the business, right? For example. And so I have to reevaluate, and I think we all have to reevaluate at times, what is the vision and is it big enough? Sometimes we have these smaller visions that are easily accomplished, right? And so I've been challenging myself today and, you know, moving forward is my vision big enough? Am I feeling complacent because I've been having a small vision, right? I've been feeling complacent over the last 3-4 years, right? I started the business, I felt challenged, and then after the first 2-3 months of making 30K a month, I was like, okay, all I need to do is just, you know, get more leads, and then I'll be able to increase sales and do 300,000 a month, right? There was no challenge for me anymore. And the reason I started having resentment around the things I was doing is because I ran out of vision. I was running out of vision. And when you run out of vision, you feel complacent, right? When you run out of vision, you feel complacent. So the reason you may be feeling complacent is because your vision isn't big enough, right? The challenge isn't big enough. Your goal, your whole goal was to help 10 people, but why wasn't it to help 10,000 people, right? Your goal was to help 1,000 people, but why wasn't it to serve 100,000 people? What is your current vision? And are you complacent where you are? And so a different way to think about this is I had a short-term goal, and when I achieved it, I felt lost and didn't know how to continue. Does that make sense? When we have these short-term visions and these short-term goals and when we reach it, a lot of times there's this feeling of lostness, right? Like, I don't know what I want to do in my life. I don't know what I want to do with the business. I don't know how I want to operate and continue it, right? How many of you have ever felt lost in what you were doing? Right, you had this vision and you felt lost, and maybe because you accomplished a vision early on, maybe it was a short-term goal, right? You couldn't see beyond that goal, and now you kind of feel lost of like, what am I doing with my life? You know, what am I doing with myself? And so there's complacency and progress, and I am understanding that and how to navigate that at the same time. How do I, you know, because I'm reaching my goals so quickly, how do I establish a larger vision for myself, right? How do I establish a larger vision that is going to continue to push me forward? And so that's what I had on my chest is, you know, really trying to navigate through complacency, trying to make progress, trying to establish a vision, and really understanding, you know, what do I need to do moving forward? Right? What do I need to do moving forward? So that was some of the things that I've been thinking about. And again, what I've been doing is I try to spend 1 hour each day to think, right? I allocate an hour each day to just think. And it's really been transformative for my business, for my personal life. Is again, in that hour, I'm not working on tasks, like small tasks. That hour is dedicated towards big vision, right? The big vision. That hour is dedicated to just writing the problem and then looking at the blank piece of paper and then just writing around it, right? So that hour is about working on the business, right? Working on myself versus working in and doing task, right? That hour isn't task related. It's bigger than that. It's vision related. So I encourage you all, and maybe you all will have different types of questions. Maybe you all will identify complacency that you also have, or your vision isn't large enough, or you may also identify something, you know, that is going on that you didn't even know. Because for the fact you slowed down, you were able to understand and illuminate that is something that's currently going on in your business and your life. And so that's what I've been doing. I like to share things that's working for me. I like to share things that I'm trying out that I may advise or recommend to also test out to see how it works for you. But that's all I got for y'all. That's all I got for y'all about there's complacency and progress, and that I'm spending an hour each day working on the business by thinking about larger vision items that can move the needle forward versus day-to-day task. So let me know what questions you all have for me. Make sure if you enjoy, you know, these conversations that I have, one, I'll do more of these. I know I always say that and then I disappear for a month, but I'll try to go live more. You know, I'll try to go live more. Maybe I will try to do, you know, two or three or something. I'm not going to give a number out there, but I'll try to go live more for sure. I've been kind of distracted these last few days because I've had like friends, family in town and, you know, navigating that and trying to set my boundaries at the same time. And man, yeah. So, and then also just been struggling sleeping out here, man. Last night I was up to like 4 a.m. I'm out here like, man, like something is mentally going on in my mind that I just can't access right now, tap into it to really figure out what's going on. But yeah, that's all I really got. What's up, y'all? If you have any questions for me, feel free to drop it in the chat. If you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for listening, and make sure you tune in to next week. Also, look at the show notes. Click on some of those links below. For those of you that don't know me, or if this is your first time in the podcast, my name is Abu Fofana, and I run the largest online marketing accelerator for business owners that are looking to learn paid advertisement. I run two programs. The first is the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. It comes with this really cool workbook. And the second is Scale to Six. This is the next level advanced program around campaign development, etc. But these are the two programs that I currently teach. But yeah, that's all I got for y'all. Feel free to drop questions and I'll do my best in answering them. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.